The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate. And if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Theron. I'm your host, Theron Frazier. And this week, we're going to continue the conversation with Anna with Brazil Part 2. And this week, we're going to get into some very interesting conversation because now we're going to get into the meat and the potatoes. We're going to be talking about racism in Brazil and how black people are affected. We're going to be talking about economics in Brazil and how people live in Brazil. And you're going to find eerily how close it is that Brazil is similar and their history is very similar. And the treatment of black people in Brazil today is very similar to how people are treated in the United States and how things are handled with them and how it's handled in the United States. You're going to learn what happened to Brazilians after slavery in Brazil and how, you know, they get to where they are today. You're going to learn a lot more about what's going on there and the treatment and the actions that are taken against black people. The racism is deep, just like it is here. You get the dirty looks like you get here. You get all kind of stuff the same way you get here. And then we're going to have some little fun. We're going to talk about carnival, some things that you can do while in Brazil, if visiting Brazil. We're going to start the conversation with carnival this week, but we'll end the conversation with carnival in the next episode. So just tune in, listen. I hope you guys like this. And this is going to be Brazil Part 2. You know, your history is almost identical to our history here in the United States.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Really? I mean, until you just broke that down for me, I did not know that. Yes. And I'm sure that's a lot of people who don't know that. That's a lot more countries who've experienced that, especially on the northern, North American, South American continents. We came here in the 1500s as well. We didn't come here. We was brought here. As slaves, they went to Africa, picked up a lot of black people in Africa and brought them here to the United States to be slaves. Mm-hmm. They were sold at market, like yes. you said, mm-hmm. as merchandise, like mm-hmm. cattle or whatever else you sell. The families were separated. You know, mm-hmm. mother may be sold to one owner and the kids may be yes. sold to someone else. And we were forced to work, you know, in the fields or in the houses or wherever they wanted yes. us to work. Exactly. And with no money. You were brutal, you know, if you didn't want to do it, you know, if you tried to escape, they would, you know, cut a foot off or injure you, you know, do something to you to force you to work and not want to run. They will whip you with whips, they beat them with whips. It was horrible for, like you said, here, I think it was 400 years here. So I know exactly that history because it's almost identical to ours.
Yes, the same.
And what people don't understand is even after slavery was abolished, we mm-hmm. had the Jim Crow era where, you know, even when you are not slaves anymore, they treated you differently, like you were mm-hmm. not a citizen or like you were not human. Mm-hmm. They looked at you and their mindset literally was, you are beneath me. You are mm-hmm. not my equal. And up until the 1960s, up into the Jim Crow era where, you know, black people here in the United States, we couldn't even drink out the same water fountain as a white person. Mm-hmm. We were not even able to, you know, ride. We was on a bus. You had to sit at the back yeah. of the bus. You couldn't sit at the front of the bus. You know, you couldn't even go into a restaurant and eat with white people. You had to go to your own restaurant. You had different bathrooms for black people. And, you know, and it was brutal. Mm-hmm. Up until the 1960s. So a lot of people who are growing up now, yes, that's not even 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I would think about this. This was in the 1960s, and I was born in the 1970s and grew up in the 1980s and 90s. And, you know, for people who don't understand that, who's listening to this, that's not even a full generation away mm-hmm. of being that type of brutality towards people. We're not even a good... What, 1960 to 19, that's what, 50 years, 50 something years ago, maybe 60 years ago now? That's not even a whole generation.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. to think that if your whole generation or culture of people, of race of people were held down up until that time, to think that between then and now that you have a leg up to be able to do better, that's not something you can fathom, you know? You still don't have the same equal rights yeah. right now or the opportunities because a generation before you weren't even allowed to do that or weren't even able to do that. So now I'm just one generation in trying to build something for my kids to be able to produce something generations away. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, in Brazil, you guys are experiencing something like that. What in Brazil, is there racism now or in the past since slavery? How did that go between the end of slavery and now? Was there racist situations or racist situations now?
Yeah, Brazil is a very racist country. It's not like, I would say that's more subtle than the United States because we didn't have this segregation backed by the government. We didn't have this kind of segregation, official segregation. But when the slavery finished, Black people, they didn't receive any kind of support, any kind of affirmative action. So they were free, but they were illiterated. They didn't have a job. So many of them still working for their owners, although they were not slaver anymore. And the consequences of this 300 years of slavery, and even after this, is that nowadays in Brazil, the majority of the population, although it's Black, we don't have opportunities as the white people. If you go to the prisons, you see that majority of the prisoners is Black. If you work in a huge company, in a big company, you see that the important roles, you don't see Black people in important roles, doing important things, just one or two. I will give you one example. I'm an engineer and I studied in a public institution here in Brazil. Here in Brazil, we have college, universities, federal universities, and you don't pay at all to study, but you have to pass in a very difficult contest. And I passed in this context. And in my group, my class, the first semester, we were more than 100 students. Just two people were Black. Why? Because to pass in a contest, you have to have a good education. And Black people here, they don't have money to study in good schools. So as a consequence, you don't pass to the public institutions because they are the best institutions. So just white people are there. And when these people finished the school, they go to the good companies and they keep the same thing. Like the story is the same. It's like it doesn't change. So this is a kind of, I see this as a consequence of the slavery. And now talking about the racism, for example, I'll give another example. People don't say you're not allowed to enter in this place. But when you go as a Black people, if you go to a place, a rich place, where there are just white people, they you are allowed to enter. But people probably they will look down on you. They don't feel that you are accepted. You don't feel that you belong to that space, because it's very clear that people, the white people, don't want you as a Black people living together. But they don't say this. It's just they look at you and you note that something's not natural. Another example, if you go to a mall, for example, and you enter to a store, the guards, they start looking at you and follow you because you have the profile, the suspicious profile. What is the suspicious profile? It's to be Black. So this is the kind of racism you have here.
Man, I'm sitting here. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm throwing up all kind of hand signals like preach, 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 because that's exactly yes. the same thing we experience right mm-hmm. here. I'm just so thrown away that you're describing in Brazil the exact same thing that we're having right here in America. Oh my God. There was a video posted yesterday where these two kids was in the mall fighting. I don't know if you watch CNN or you watch any news, that international news.
Yeah, I have the channel.
CNN. Okay, in New Jersey, yesterday, they posted a video that happened, I think, over the weekend or a couple weeks ago, where these two kids were fighting. It was a white kid and a black kid were fighting. And literally opening the mall, they were tussling, throwing each other. Now, what happened was, they were arguing, they were pointing, the white kid pushed the black kid, and they just start fighting. The police mm-hmm. come. Two police officers come. Mm-hmm. They pull the kids apart. They put the white kid on the sofa and throw the black kid down on the ground and put handcuffs on the black kid. The white kid is sitting on the sofa. The cop pat him on the back. She pats him on the back, like, just sit here, we got it. And he puts his hands up like, you're going to put cuffs on me too? And they just don't do anything to him, but they're cuffing and roughing up the black kid. Both these kids were in an equal fight, just one-on-one fight. But mm-hmm. automatically, they treat the mm-hmm. black kid like he's the mm-hmm. criminal and the white kid like he's the victim. And that's exactly what they do here.
Yeah. It seems that black lives value less than white.
That's exactly why this called Black Lives Matter. And you see it right on the yeah. money. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's an absurd. 2 weeks ago, we had a very sad situation. It was hearing in a very a city near Rio. It's not. It wasn't in Rio, but it's very close to Rio. Yeah, there were two guys. They lived in the same condominium, but they didn't know each other. So a white guy was parking and he was inside the car. And the black guy was entering to the condominium. And this black guy had a backpack on her with him. And he started taking something from the backpack. And the white guy who was inside the car, he thought that the black guy was a robber and could shoot him. So he shot that the black guy. He was his neighbor, but he didn't know. So he shot that the guy, the black guy, with three shots because he thought this guy would harbor him just because he was black and they lived in the same condominium.
Wow.
That's the way things happen here. It's very similar to United States, like George Floyd and other yes. cases in the United States. It's the same. It's the same.
Wow. Wow. I'm glad you mentioned George Floyd. And that's the whole, George Floyd was the reason I started doing this podcast. It's the whole reason I wanted to do something for the black community. At first, I thought about running for politics. mm-hmm. I was like, that's going to take too long. So the next thing I decided to do was, so I could start a podcast. My wife said, I like to talk. So I can talk. So I decided to do a podcast and I started this, you know, let's talk about stuff that's affect the black community. And I think the first three seasons went well, and I wanted to do something, you know, different. I wanted to show everybody, you know, okay, we talk about what's going on here in the United States, but let's hear what's going on in these other countries. And I started interviewing people and talking to people, black people in other countries. And you'd be surprised on the different stories and the different cultures and things you learn from other countries. And I'm learning a whole lot from Brazil. Like, you guys are the South American United States. yeah. Wow. So economically, what is it like for black people economically there? I know you said that like the top jobs go to mostly the white people. What's the average like salary and wage for the average person? I know not the people that's doing well, but like the average person. I know when I was there, leaving the airport, going to Copacabana, mm-hmm. we saw a lot of like slums. I guess you guys call them. The driver told us they were called slums on
favelas.
The way. Yeah.
They're called favelas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What is it like there? What is it like economically for people? How do people live, and what is it like monetarily?
Yeah, people who live in favelas here in Brazil. Actually, I'll tell you how the favelas, the slums started here in Brazil. Yeah, the first favela, it was here in Rio and in downtown. It was basically formed by ex-slavers because they were free, but they didn't have any place to stay. They didn't have any house. So they went to the slums because they could build their houses there. And actually, it was like shanties, very poor houses, and with no proper water and anything, any kind of the basic things. So many black people went to these slums, and they transformed the slums in favelas. We have a huge problem here in Brazil because we don't have any kind of program to offer houses to poor people in a reasonable price. So as people don't have money to pay to live in apartments, they go to favelas because in favelas they can rent for a small price comparing to regular houses on the street. The majority of people who live in favela, they work as maids, or they work in a very simple kind of activity. And these activities, they don't pay enough money to people have a decent life. So they live in a favela because they can't afford to pay a rent, to buy food, to buy clothes. I mean, they don't have enough money to do the basic things. So they live in a very difficult situation in favelas. In the south of Rio, like in Copacabana, Ipanema, Leblon, these are the richest part of the Rio, the most expensive places in Rio. So you have the richest people living in front of the beaches, in a huge apartment, and just beside, very close, you have these slums. I don't know if you could note this. It's a very rich area, and the slums in favelas very close.
Wow.
And these people who live in favela, they work as a servers to these rich people. So this is the way things work here in Rio, in the richest area. Rich people need poor people living close to them because they contract them as their servers, I would say, as maids and porters. Yeah.
Is there like a middle class?
Here in Brazil, yes, there is a middle class. There is okay. A middle class, but the majority, I would say, is a very poor. Much more than in the pandemic. Things are worse in pandemic, and this is very difficult.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned the pandemic. How was the pandemic there? What was it like there during COVID? And was it hard to get a lot of the black people to take the vaccine? Like here, it was really hard for the black people to convince black people to take the vaccine because in the history, they experimented on black people with vaccines and stuff like that. So it was really hard for us to agree to, no, I'm not going to take that. So it was the same there.
No, it was different here. Here in Brazil, we had at the beginning, it was difficult to get the vaccines because the government here, actually the president of Brazil, he is Bolsonaro. he is against the vaccines, the shots. He doesn't believe in the science, So he was like questioned all the time the efficiency of the vaccination. So we were late in terms of buying the shots. But when we received, when the government bought the shots from the the pharmacies, the laboratories, and everybody, almost everybody, I would say almost 100% of the population wanted to get the vaccine, to be vaccinated. Black people, white people, we don't have this kind of like situation here in Brazil, because we are used to this. We are used to get the vaccines, and the vaccines here are free for everybody, So because we have a public health system here in Brazil, so we don't. For example, if you, when you were here, if something happened to you, you could go to the hospital, a public hospital, and we would be treated as a Brazilian. And it happens all over Brazil. If you don't have health insurance, you can go to a public hospital and you are treated for free. So it happens to the vaccination campaigns. It's the same.
Okay. You got to kind of like what they got in Canada as well. Our president, Barack Obama, tried to get something, you know, free healthcare for Americans. But, you know, our political system is so messed up that, you know, it's jacked up. And then at the beginning of the pandemic, we had a president who, you know, you think your president wasn't sure about the science, but our president was worse than that, because he was on national TV talking about, can you inject yourself with bleach? Can you go find that out? That's what he was. So it's no secret that I didn't like Donald Trump, but Trump on national television.
Sorry, but Trump was Trump is the role model for my president.
Really? Mm-hmm. My God, y'all in trouble then.
Yes.
Y'all in trouble, because Trump, when he got on national television and he told the doctor was looking at him so confused, like, can you check to see if you can inject, you know, you can bleach be used? Like, what?
Yes.
My daughter, she's six. She got better sense than that. But anyway, it's not going to be a Trump session.
Yes.
So, okay, one of the biggest things, there's two things that I know that Brazil is very well known for. One is at the top of the mountain or the top of the hill?
The Cristo Redeemer. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. At the top of the hill, it's known for that, and it's known for a carnival, which you mentioned earlier. Can you tell everybody about those? You know, what they are, what they represent, and what carnival is and what it represents, and when carnival is?
Yeah. Carnival, it's a very traditional party here in Brazil. It happens, usually it happens at the end of February and the beginning of March every year. Because of the pandemic, for 2 years now, we didn't have. But every year it happens. It's a national holiday, like 1 week of holiday. It's like Mardi Gras.
Yes,
Mardi Gras. It's similar, but it's very traditional here in Rio de Janeiro, in Bahia, São Paulo, and these capitals they have the biggest carnival here in Brazil. In Rio, we have a parade with the schools of samba. There is a specific place where the schools of samba is. I don't know if you know what schools of samba is.
No, it's, I don't. Like, you can explain it.
Yeah. It's a group of people, like 3,000 people. They are divided into blocks, I would say. One block with like 500 people. They are the drummers. And they have all kind of instruments. And they play the instruments during like the parade 1 year. Each school of samba has to parade for one hour. And it's like a context. So we have like 10 different schools of samba here in Rio. And they parade. And at the end, there is a winner. So it's like a competition. And these schools of samba are formed by like blocks. And we have like 5 blocks. Each block represents something. For example, there is the block of drummers. There is the block of old ladies who represent the tradition in the schools of samba. They are old, and they wear specific clothes. There are the dancers we call passistas. They are very young, and ladies and guys, and they are very, very good dancers, and they dance during all the parades, like 1 hour just dancing. And we have the singers who sing the song of the school, because each school, they have a song, a music to be sung by the singers of the school. And there is, what else? Yeah, it's like 10 blocks of people. Each block represents something. Wow. And after this context, we have a winner. And this winner will parade again the following day. It's like a tradition. Every year is the same. And besides these schools, we have like a free party on the streets. People go to the streets and just to have fun. We call blocos. And these blocos are formed by friends, acquaintances, just people just get together. And there is a drummers as well, because it's all party has to has the these people with the instruments, just to, how can I say, to make people feel that they are in a party, and they are in a very nice place. They just have to have fun. And this is the party. This is a national party. Every state here in Brazil stops for 1 week just to have fun, to have the carnival.
We need something like that here. We definitely need something like that.
We have so many Americans here during the carnival. So many Americans.
I want to come one day. I know.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You have to, because it's a unique experience.
When exactly is carnival every year?
Oh, it's, for example, 2 years ago, it was in the middle of February. It starts like in the middle of the week.
Oh, it's coming. Is it now? Is it going on now, or is it coming up soon?
No, because of the pandemic.
Oh, that's right.
It was postponed to April this year, but it's an exception because of the pandemic. Last year we didn't have carnival. It was like in 100 years. Last year we didn't have.
So last year the first time you guys didn't have carnival in about 100 years. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, this is something else that people are wondering, because I know a lot of people listen, but in different parts of the world, right now in the United States, today is February the 17th, 18th. Right now, It is February and it's wintertime in the United States. But right now it's summertime in Brazil, right?
Yes, summertime.
So you guys, seasons are opposite of our season. So when you do go to South America and go to Brazil in February for Carnival, you're actually going during their summertime.
Summertime. You have to have so much energy because people like party.
Yes.
I really like party.
I really like the party too, and I really want to come down there and experience that.
And that is part two of the world tour of Brazil with Talk About with Ron. And I want to say thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Anna, for continuing to provide support to the show. And they're going to be coming out with part three on the next episode. That was part two. And again, if you want to buy me a coffee or support the show, go to www.talkaboutwithron.com. Click on your lower right or left, I forgot which side of the screen, and you can buy me a coffee by clicking on the coffee mug. That's supporting the show. And if you got any ideas or anything you want me to talk about, go ahead and submit a request in the contact us form on the website. And again, thank you all for your support, and thank you for coming to listen every week.